How do microbes help as biofertilizers? Biofertilizers include bacteria, cyanobacteria and fungi. They help to enrich the nutrient quality of soil. Advantages of biofertilizers: they are low cost fertilizers, they do not pollute the environment, they reduce the dependence on chemical fertilizers which cause pollution, they are effective even under semi-arid conditions, they do not allow pathogens to flourish. Lastly, they produce vitamins and growth promoting biochemicals. Bacteria as biofertilizers: they can be either symbiotic or asymbiotic. Symbiotic nitrogen fix bacteria are most important. Rhizomium is a symbiotic bacterium which forms root nodules in the legume plants and fixes atmospheric nitrogen. Within the root nodules, these bacteria fix atmospheric nitrogen in the presence of a reddish pigment called leg hemoglobin. The enzyme nitrogenase catalyzes the fixation of nitrogen under anaerobic conditions. Leg hemoglobin combines with oxygen and protects nitrogenase. Free living bacteria include Azotobacter and Bacillus polymixer. Both are soil bacteria. They help to fix atmospheric nitrogen. Then we come to the next group, cyanobacteria. Cyanobacteria can either be symbiotic or asymbiotic. Symbiotic bacteria, cyanobacteria help to fix atmospheric nitrogen by close association with the fast growing floating fern Azolla. The free living or non-symbiotic cyanobacteria include Anabaena and Nostoc. These organisms have been extensively used as biofertilizers at the Indian Agricultural Research Institute. The main advantage of cyanobacteria is that they use involves low cost and simple technology. Fungi as biofertilizers. This is the third group. Mycorrhiza is a mutual association of fungal hyphae with the roots of certain seed bearing plants. Mycorrhiza are of two types: ectomycorrhiza and endomycorrhiza. In ectomycorrhiza, fungal mycelium forms a mantle on the root surface, and in endomycorrhiza, fungus lives between and within the cells of the cortex. Mycorrhizal association converts marginal land into fertile land and reduces the dependency on irrigation and fertilizers. In this context, we must not overlook VAM, vesicular orbicular mycorrhiza. In this association, fungal mycelia form special organs called vesicles and orbicles. The vesicles are thick-walled, swollen structures, whereas orbicles are dichotomously branched, hostorial branches in the intercellular spaces. VAM are important in the phosphate nutrition of plants, which otherwise is not available to plants.